The lady said that some scientists who study such things, I guess you could call them scientists, although I know a lot of folks might argue, believe that walk-ins are aliens from other planets. That spaceships drop them off and then pick them up again, but most of them think they're time travelers or from different Earths that lie in a line with ours. How long has this been going on? Eddie asked. How long have the walk-ins been showing up? Oh, 2 or 3 years. And it's getting worse rather than better. I've seen a couple of such fellows myself, and once a woman with a bald head who looked like she had this bleeding eye in the middle of her forehead. But they was all at a distance, and you fellows are up close. John leaned toward them over his bony knees, his eyes, as blue as Roland's own, gleaming. Water slapped hollowly at the boat. Eddie felt a strong urge to take John Cullum's hand again to see if something else would happen. There was another Dylan song called Visions of Johanna. What Eddie wanted was not a vision of Johanna, but the name was at least close to that. "Aye, John was saying, "you boys are right up close and personal. Now, I'll help you along your way if I can, because I don't sense nothing the least bit bad about either of you, although I'm going to tell you flat out that I ain't never seen such shooting. But I want to know, are you walk-ins or not?" Once more, Roland and Eddie exchanged looks, and then Roland answered. "Yes," he said, "I suppose we are." "Gory," John whispered. In his awe, not even his seamed face could keep him from looking like a child. "Walk-ins. And where is it you're from? Can you tell me that?" He looked at Eddie, laughed the way people do when they are admitting you've put a good one over on them, and said, "Not Brooklyn." "But I am from Brooklyn," Eddie said. The only thing was, it hadn't been this world's Brooklyn, and he knew that now. In the world he came from, a children's book named Charlie the Choo-Choo had been written by a woman named Beryl Evans. In this one, it had been written by someone named Claudia E. Inez Bachman. Beryl Evans sounded real, and Claudia E. Inez Bachman sounded phony as a $3 bill, yet Eddie was coming more and more to believe that Bachman was the true handle. And why? Because it came as part of this world. "I am from Brooklyn, though, just not the... well, the same one." John Cullum was still looking at them with that wide-eyed child's expression of wonder. "What about those other fellows? The ones who are waiting for you, are they?"
"No," Roland said. "Not they. No more time for this, John. Not now."
He got cautiously to his feet, grabbed an overhead beam, and stepped out of the boat with a little wince of pain. John followed, and Eddie came last. The two other men had to help him. The steady throb in his right calf had receded a little bit, but the leg was stiff and numb, hard to control.
"Let's go to your place," Roland said. "There's a man we need to find. With the blessing, you may be able to help us do that."
"He may be able to help us in more ways than that," Eddie thought, and followed them back into the sunlight, gimping along on his bad leg with his teeth gritted. At that moment, Eddie thought he would have slain a saint in exchange for a dozen aspirin tablets. Stave. Kamala Loaf Levin, they go to hell or up to heaven. When the guns are shot and the fire's hot, you got to poke 'em in the oven. Response. Kamala comes 7, salt and yaw for 11. Heat 'em up and knock 'em down and poke 'em in the oven.